In a world in which revolutionary leaders are often firebrands, Václav Havel was quiet, a playwright who seemed to use words to shed light, not spark heat. As his Velvet Revolution challenged Czechoslovakia's communist regime in 1989, he told Western reporters,
"Now we are in time when there are beginnings of real opposition in our country, and this opposition is based on openly expressed sympathy of big part of society. What will happen in the next time and in next minutes, hours, days, weeks, I don't know, of course, but I feel that something has to change in our country."
The communist regime came down bloodlessly, and Václav Havel, who'd been more famous as a playwright and political prisoner than activist, became the president of Czechoslovakia. Mr. Havel has spent 8 weeks this winter as an artist in residence at Columbia University. He spoke with students, had dialogues with other famous public figures, including Bill Clinton, George Soros, and Miloš Forman, and went to a couple of hockey games. He told me it was a thrill.
"It was first time when I see NHL live, not only in TV, and for me it was very interesting thing. It was a big show. These players were able to do unbelievable things, and half of them were Czechs."
At the age of 70, there's gray spreading into Václav Havel's signature mustache and a huskiness in his voice that may linger from lung cancer surgery. While he's been at Columbia, the Untitled Theater Company has presented Václav Havel's plays. He wrote The Conspirators while in prison in 1971, smuggling it out of the country by handing it to a German agent in a men's room. In that play, people surrounding a democratic leader plot a coup to preserve their democracy, they say, from being overthrown by a charismatic tyrant. 35 years after he wrote The Conspirators, he says through interpreter Veronika Tokarova, the play surprised him.
"And I actually never liked that play, and I even persecuted the play in some ways. I didn't want it to be performed. And it was performed here in New York in some apartment theater, and it was played in an excellent way, and it worked for the audience as if the play was written yesterday. It was perfectly relevant, and the audience was capable of finding in it their own world, so the answer to their own questions. So what I'm saying is that the play should be smarter than the author is. It should have new significance, new meanings. It should provoke new associations with every new audience in every new place."
But by now, Václav Havel has had a larger audience as a politician than a playwright. He notices that sometimes when he uses a pen, even a telephone, people take it as some kind of souvenir.
"Due to particular historical situations, I became a sort of mythological figure, and my life became a fairy tale story. And in some respects, it of course makes my life easier, but it also makes it much more difficult, because sometimes it feels that it is a role for somebody who is already no longer alive. And the stress, the pressure is that I will do something, or that a person like me would do something that does not fit the role. But but of course, what I meant is that I am not as nice as my own story is."
Václav Havel is one of the world's best-known rock fans. He was jailed for defending the band Plastic People of the Universe and wrote that the band embodied life's intrinsic desire to express itself freely in its own authentic and sovereign way, which has been called a good definition of both democracy and rock and roll. We asked him to suggest a song to end this interview. He said, Lou Reed's Perfect Day.
"Just a summer's day. Drink sangria in the park. Then later when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later move lovely tune and then home. Oh, it's just a perfect day.